Hello, Sean Atwood here on the Epstein case, and Linwood is at it again. In this video, I'm going to go over the breaking Linwood tweets, and towards the end, I'm going to make a huge announcement for my Patreon supporters. The people who've been on my Patreon are about to get rewarded big time. Also, huge congratulations today to Julian, because it just was announced in London that he's not going to get extradited to America, but they can still appeal. So he's almost out of the woods. All right, Linwood, what has he been up to overnight in America? He has dramatically increased his tweeting about things we are concerned about on this channel and things we have investigated. All right. 6 hours ago, Linwood, as background to the tweets I'm about to post, you should read this article carefully. I ask that you read each of my tweets carefully and decide if the information conveyed demands that patriots rise up so that every lie will be revealed. And he's copied in reeled Donald Trump. So what he's referring to here is an article on a site, America's Little Girl. And the title of the article is Memo Warns Attorney General Jeff Sessions of VP Pence and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi After Minnesota Court Rules on International Child Trafficking Evidence. But before we go over the article, I want to go over the tweets, because they are dramatic. He's dropping bombs on people. All right. Next tweet, 6 hours ago from Linwood. The price for speaking truth can be high. Ultimately, one's life and the lives of his or her family members and friends can be at risk or lost. I ask for your prayers that Almighty God cover me, my family members, and close friends with Psalms 91 protection. Right, it's about to heat up. I have shared with several individuals the truth I will be speaking to you. Killing me will not prevent the truth from being revealed. It will only trigger its release by many others. I ask real Donald Trump to immediately appoint an honest special prosecutor to pursue justice. Next tweet. I believe Chief Justice Roberts and a multitude of powerful individuals worldwide, get ready, are being blackmailed in a horrendous scheme involving rape and murder of children captured on videotape. I have the key to the files containing the videos. I have also shared this information. Wow. He has the key and he shared the info. We know the Epstein case was just a tiny fraction of the honey trap intelligence agency apparatus. And this apparatus, I have no doubt, is what Linwood is referring to. But he continues. This blackmail scheme is conducted by members of 10 of the world's well-known and elite intelligence agencies. One of those groups was hacked by a group known as Lizard Squad. The blackmail files of rape and murder were obtained by this group, and copy was provided to Isaac Cappy. We have done at least one video on Isaac Cappy on this channel. Sonia has spoken about him. I'm talking about Sonia Poulton. She's doing great work on BNT right now. Please support her work. And Isaac Cappy died. How did he die? Linwood is about to reveal that. Wow, all this on the day Julian gets released. It's amazing. Next tweet. The blackmail targets are approached with a gun, a child, and a camera. The target is ordered to rape the child on video. The target is then ordered to shoot the child on video. The target is then owned and controlled by the blackmailers until blackmail evidence loses its value. This is dark. And people like AJ and Ike have been saying this stuff for decades. Next tweet. After Cappy received the hacked files from a member of Lizard's squad, he gave files to one friend and the encryption key to another friend. He provided this information to his friends shortly before he was murdered in May 13th, 2019, and members of Lizard's squad were jailed for hacking. The activists always go to jail. The super predators are always protected. So bear that in mind when they come after me. Next tweet. Jeffrey Epstein used the same blackmail scheme of child rape and child murder to either further his own interests or those of any intelligence agency with whom he worked. All who flew on his private jet or visited his island must be immediately interrogated and brought to justice. How do you say the Clinton crime family? Let's put them at the top of the list, as well as numerous people from the Black Book. And we went over all the names in the Black Book in the early videos in the Epstein playlist, which is in the description box below this video. Over 400 videos in that playlist now. Next tweet. I decided to post this truth on Twitter and Parler as a wall exists around @RealDonaldTrump that may have prevented me from getting this evidence to him. Cappy tried to deliver this to President but was then murdered. I do not know who Cappy gave it to for delivery to the President. And these tweets right now are getting tens of thousands of likes and retweets. Next tweet. I have concerns that information from Cappy was not delivered to @RealDonaldTrump and his effort to get it to President may have caused his death. I am aware that my life is now at great risk, but I put my faith in God. I prayed before I made the decision. I had to reveal the truth. Capital letters. Next tweet. Now you have greater context for the message I tweeted below on January 1st, which we covered in the video, Is Epstein Alive?, which was posted yesterday, which has got 150,000 views. People are absolutely buzzing and fascinated by the subject and the emergence of Linwood into the Epstein case. I had hoped that this revelation would trigger resignations and confessions. Unsure of that result, I had to reveal full extent of my knowledge. I am doing so now. And we are paralleling that right now on YouTube. Now, all those tweets I just read were 6 hours ago, and it is 2 p.m. here in the UK. This next tweet was released 5 hours ago. This tweet was an insurance policy. The evil forces behind this blackmail scheme of child rape and murder need to know that others have encryption key. I have procedure in place if I die in near term or any member of my family is harmed or threatened. Key will be released by many. 5 hours ago. I would never make an accusation without having reliable source for it. Stakes are too high. So I did due diligence to validate the accuracy of the shocking information I am revealing tonight. I am entirely comfortable that you are learning the truth. A truth that explains much. Yes, keep going, Linwood. Here we go. Now he names the intelligence agencies. This guy. The 10 intelligence agencies who have members employing this blackmail scheme include CCP, CIA, Mossad, FBI, MI6. The others are easily identifiable. The agencies do not. Which of them was hacked by Lizard Squad? Don't think he put that sentence together quite right, but I'm just reading it verbatim. Next tweet, 5 hours ago. The number of missing children worldwide and in the United States is staggering. Next one. I think this might be the last one, and it's got 67,000 likes at this point, over 5 hours. So, I have now conveyed the truth as I know it. There's been a rising chorus of people questioning my sanity in recent days. Now you can understand why. I have no idea what will be done to me or said about me in coming days, but I will rest well tonight for having spoken truth. Let me just see if there's anything else. Oh yeah, 4 hours ago. Many issues in our world may be tied to blackmail scheme I described tonight, including bizarre behavior of officials and judges in recent election. Real Donald Trump must appoint special prosecutors to thoroughly investigate. We need answers. We must investigate for the children. 4 hours ago. If asked to turn over the encryption key and other info I have to law enforcement, I will only agree to provide it to @RealDonaldTrump, @JenFlynn, @SidneyPowell1. Final tweet. Biblical. Truth, light always overcomes darkness. Truth always overcomes lies. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, but they are wrought in God. John 3:21. So, Lynn urged us to get this in the correct context by reading this article, which I'm about to read to you right now. Again, it's on the website America's Little Girl. Memo warns Attorney General Jeff Sessions of VP Pence and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi after Minnesota court rules on international child trafficking evidence. The following letter was placed in the US mail today. Jeff Sessions, and it gives all of the Sessions' address details, to Attorney General Sessions. I'm contacting you regarding information that pertains to matters of national security, public safety, and through its nature may reveal a threat to President Donald Trump. The information should be of interest to your office in light of President Trump's executive order filed under National Security and Defense on Feb 9, 2017. Presidential Executive Order on Enforcing Federal Law with Respect to Transnational Criminal Organizations and Preventing International Trafficking. The information I possess and present herein is in regards to, but not limited to, Vice President Pence and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. I'll explain. I began assisting the FBI in the summer of 2009 with information I obtained as a journalist regarding a child kidnapping that occurred in Florida. Records and secret emails that were hidden by corrupt police in Minnesota but later surfaced showed the FBI was using my information in July 2009. I was formally interviewed by Special Agent A.J. Ellerman, Minneapolis FBI, Feb 2010. I relayed information to the FBI regarding the kidnapping of Haley Ann Marie Cummings, 5, reported missing from her Florida home on Feb 10, 2009. I also possessed info regarding the murder of Kaylee Marie Anthony, brackets Casey Anthony trial, which was directly related to the Cummings case. Following my FBI interviews in 2010, I continued to be contacted and received documents from key figures in the aforementioned cases. The key figures were connected via email statements and other evidence to former Fort Lauderdale attorney Scott W. Rothstein, who pled guilty to federal crimes after a RICO investigation revealed he ran the largest Ponzi scheme in the history of the state of Florida. The Ponzi scheme involved, drumroll, convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, of course, facilitated flights for elites to his notorious pedophile island. The information I obtained also involved former Florida Governor Charlie Crist, C-R-I-S-T, and a biofuel scheme regarding alternative biofuel technologies, ABT, he was running with attorney Scott Rothstein. Fort Lauderdale attorney, redacted. Her convicted felon husband, Michael, redacted, and investors. During recorded interviews, Wayan Kruger, the protege and professional associate of attorney Gloria Allred, and we've covered a lot about Gloria Allred because she represents some of the Epstein victims, survivors, provided me very specific details of an international baby sales and child sex trafficking operation that was being operated by Redacted and Michael Redacted with the assistance of John Reagan, a fake pastor that identified himself as FBI and CIA. The child trafficking operation involved Florida Department of Children and Families and moved children in and out of the United States through US embassies using fake church dossiers and medical records. Wow. We have pondered on our videos how Jean-Luc Brunel was able to get the kids into America so easily, what government contacts he must have had to facilitate this into the Epstein enterprise. Beginning in 2009 and throughout the following years, I reported info regarding evidence of transnational criminal organizations and child sex trafficking to the office of US Attorney General Eric Holder, as well as the FBI under Robert Mueller III and James Comey. Holder, Comey, and Mueller took absolutely no action regarding the information I provided. That's because they are totally hooked up with the Clinton crime family. Rather, the targeting of me and my family that began as soon as I assisted the FBI in 2009 intensified to the degree of fraudulently obtained domestic violence court orders being placed against me on behalf of Florida attorney Redacted, who I never personally met, only interviewed, and my publication through a Florida court to retroactively force remove content and evidence I obtained and published about child sex trafficking. I have never received threats of death, mutilation, sex assault, non-stop stalking and harassment, and threats to kidnap my grandchild. I have received, okay. Secret emails revealed the trafficking operation was receiving assistance from CNN journalist Art Harris, who was conspiring through backdoor communications with law enforcement and operatives in multiple states. On December 13th, 2107, Minnesota Assistant Chief Judge Tamara Yon, Minnesota District, granted my motion to vacate, which I filed on July 24th, 2017 under court file number 60FA13468. After presenting the court with new evidence that was not available at the time of trial, the timeline of events that led up to the 2017 ruling reveal a shadow government operation that targets witnesses and whistleblowers through a variety of means, including corruption in the judicial community. After my book about the Haley Cummings kidnapping case was released in 2011, the Minnesota Family Court was improperly utilized to terrorize me and my children via false claims regarding my young son in what was essentially a, quote, best interest of the child extortion scheme intended to discredit me and coerce me into silence about information I obtained regarding child trafficking. Sounds like the US Family Court is in as insidious as the UK Family Court. In 2013, the Minnesota court accepted and relied upon testimony from a shadow government operative employed by State of Minnesota Guardian ad litem Matthew Petrovich, who admitted he had been communicating with Redacted. The court ordered me not to say the name Redacted or Haley Cummings in the presence of my child. I was then required to see my son under supervision for approximately a year, although no service provider, doctor, therapist, social worker, teacher, or any other licensed professional ever documented a single concern about me, recorded, or even mentioned my son talking about Haley Cummings or Redacted. The basis for the supervision was, essentially, My investigative journalism was upsetting somebody, i.e. child traffickers. And those persons were not going to stop pursuing me until I stopped covering the story. In 2017, I was able to expose the entire operation. I'll explain. My 208 motion to vacate the affidavit with exhibits was not filed until July 24, 17, because evidence I acquired as a journalist regarding CIA, FBI, international child trafficking, child porn, and fake adoptions had been effectively destroyed by the East Grand Forks Police Department and Minnesota Pine to Prairie Gang and Drug Task Force after they violently raided my home office wearing bulletproof vests, whereupon they seized my computer and disabled the hard drive that contained evidence. I was eventually able to resurrect the information regarding the CIA, FBI trafficking and fake adoptions using backups I located in an old computer tower that my parents gave me. The police broke mine. I then spent hours and hours searching for the critical evidence because the backups were not catalogued. The introduction of my July 24, 2017 motion reads, petitioner brings this motion to vacate because new evidence that was not available at the time of trial shows adverse parties within Minnesota law enforcement and the larger interstate judicial community criminally and civilly conspired with agents of a private corporation that received support from the US military. How much have I written about in these books? American Made and Clinton, Bush and CIA conspiracies. They use US military planes to transport the drugs in and to send the weapons out. And now I've got this whole new added dimension of trafficking of people in those planes. Right, where was I? Detail the organized criminal activities. Child trafficking apparatus identified to me as the deep state during threatening voice changer calls, warning I remove all of my websites from the web. The callers would unabashedly use telephone numbers of high profile government leaders and organizations, including but not limited to Trump Organization, Mar-a-Lago Resort, Doral Resort, Clinton Global, Turner Enterprises, Republican National Committee, State of New Jersey, State of Florida, and most recently the White House. In one of the many voice changer calls, I was warned to never again publish the names Pam Bondi or Marco Rubio. I submitted to the Minnesota court irrefutable exhibits that demonstrate an Indiana corporation called Specialized Investigative Consultants, Inc., was actively conspiring with shadow government operations in Minnesota, Florida, and the US Air Force to violate my constitutional rights for the purpose of protecting members of transnational trafficking operations. Just going back to something that she said, he or she said earlier, I don't know if this is a male or a female. Support from the US military to strategically create life-threatening conflict in the life of parties' minor child. Conflict that would be used to justify court actions against plaintiffs' constitutional rights for the illegal purpose of protecting the criminal enterprise of child sex trafficking and child porn. Right, I'm halfway through this article, I think. Let me just scroll down and see how much more there is to it. Actually, there's not that much more to it, so let's see if I can get more of it done as opposed to just putting the link in the description box, because my camera only records for 30 minutes at a time. So I submitted to the court. Alright. Quote, in an order dated December 13, 2017, Honorable Young stated, Mr. Holmes, Seth, has presented a significant amount of evidence regarding his investigations. Both parties and this court acknowledge and agree that any order in this case which may prohibit or restrict Mr. Holmes from conducting said investigations are vacated. So this information then, I take it, is coming from Holmesmouth. Timothy Charles Holmseth. H-O-L-M-S-E-T-H. H. And two little sections left. Talks about the sheer magnitude and nature of incriminating evidence possessed regarding Specialized Investigative Consultants, Inc. Disturbing and unconscionable. I'm just going to paraphrase now to get through this. Defies reality that former Indiana Governor Michael Pence could not have known what was occurring in the state of Indiana. Filed a complaint against Tina Church, President, Specialized Investigative Consultants of the State of Indiana. No actions taken. Reported Tina Church to East Grand Forks Police Department, Minnesota. Mishawaka Police Department in Indiana. No action taken. The following are a few facts. List a whole bunch of facts about Tina Church, which I'm going to put the link in the description box so you guys can read this. And then down to the last page, I'm going to go over to the conclusion because I want to, I was told the Patreon donors what I've got for them. Conclusion, President Donald Trump will be well advised to proceed with abundance of caution regarding any trust he might place in Mike Pence and or Pam Bondi. An abundance of evidence shows both Pence and Bondi are in willful and obnoxious defiance of President Trump's executive order on Feb 9, 2017, presidential executive order enforcing federal law with respect to transnational criminal organizations and preventing international trafficking. All right, there you have it, the latest with Linwood. And I hope he keeps tweeting all week. So, I always mention at the end of these videos, in the description box, the links to our donation pages, and one of those is you can become a Patreon. People have been donating to Patreon now for just over a year, and numerous other channels, they reward their Patreon donors, and I have completely overlooked and been remiss with doing this. So here's what's going to happen. On January 30th, we the team are launching a 3-hour live show. It's going to begin every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. And we have a database of 600 potential guests now to come on. All kinds of topics, and the series is planned out. First week is going to be Epstein, Maxwell, and the royal family. So, for the first 3 live shows are going to be completely free on YouTube in their entirety. But for the 4th week, we are doing the first hour live on YouTube. And then the 2nd and 3rd are going to be live exclusively on Patreon, because there are things we can't talk about on YouTube, we could talk about them on Patreon. And there's going to be a link in the description box to the new tiers of my Patreon. If I've got time, I'm going to read them at the end of this, but click down. There's a $3 a month, there's a $6.70 a month, and there's a $10 a month. This is not going to take away from any content you guys are getting on the YouTube channel for free. Like I said, this is content we cannot talk about on YouTube, so we wouldn't be issuing it anyway. Whatever clips we can take out of it, we will put them on YouTube for free in the following weeks and months. We've got loads more great stuff planned. We've got the Savile documentary, 4 hours long, coming out soon. We're going to try and get back up to 2 studio podcasts a week published. We've got so many guests booked in right now, it's absolutely insane. Major collaborations, and a huge thank you to all the people who've continued to support us. So like I said, go down in the description box and click on Patreon tier links. So tier 1, $3 a month. Exclusive in studio podcast per month, we're gonna get one of them. Access to all the studio podcasts 24 hours early. A monthly channel update with me or Ash, my right hand man. Early bird tickets to live shows. Tier 2, $6.70. Exclusive in studio podcast per month. All the stuff I just said, plus early bird tickets and access to the weekly Atwood Uncensored live stream. So to get in on the live stream, £6.70 a month. Tier 3, $10 a month. Monthly book prize draw, Q&A with me and Ash. All right, all the links are in the description box. I'm about to run out of time. Huge thank you for supporting the channel and subscribing, almost at 600k subs. Hope to see some of you on the Patreon live.